Did people used to use that word?
No, it was wash day and iron day, and but we had a different day. Saturday was the day you did. And they had a big, my wife's family in particular, I remember, her father died the year they moved to East Carroll. And she was the oldest girl at home. There was a big family of them. Two of the girls would stay out of the field on Thursday and wash, I mean Friday. And then Saturday they did the iron. Unless it rained and for some other reason. But that was really wash day with that particular family on.
Did they live near y'all?
Yeah, about 3 miles. I walked by the house going to school. The way I got acquainted with her was her brother had a coon dog, and we started hunting together, boys, at night. We went together about 2 years before we were married, I guess.
How did people used to do the washing?
With a rub board.
What do they call the big blow?
Tub.
What was that like?
Well, they came in sizes, number one, number two, and number three. It was basically a galvanized round. I would say a number three tub, which was the bath tub also.
What was the big black cast iron one?
Oh, that was the wash pot.
Used
to boil clothes in, put the clothes in the soap and poke them every once in a while. And I hated to get washed wood. I really did. That was a problem.
What would you have to heat up water to make hot tea in?
Tea kettle.
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Well, some people did, you know, wash kettle. Depends on the terminology.
Is that a word you'd use, or does it?
No, we always called it the wash pot.
Say if you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have a
stair.
What about to get from the porch down to the ground?
Steps.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Depends on who it was. Sometimes we said, please close the door, and then a lot of times you'd blast out, shut the door.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
You said, I took the hammer and I put the nail in.
Drove the nail.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say, it's got to be what in further?
Driven in deeper.
Okay. And you say, you take the hammer and you put the nail in.
Hit the nail.
Or use another word.
Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever say, the nail's got to be drove in further?
Well, said you need to drive that nail a little deeper or get the head buried in the wood.
Okay. Are you very, do you think you're very, conscious of, you know, some people, school teachers in particular, make a big fuss about, you know, this is correct and this is, you know, the right way to say this and this is, you know, the wrong way to say it. And do you feel very conscious?
I think you can bear this out no longer when you've talked to me. A person tries to do something or use words that he doesn't know the meaning of, he'll embarrass himself worse than just saying, well, can, can't, ain't, and so forth.
Do you use the word ain't very much?
I'm sure I do. I've been associated with Southern people all my life, in particular black people. And that's a common word with them, and I've been around them all my life, worked with them every day, and